Andean music comes from the Incan Empire prior to European contact, originating largely from three countries, Peru, Bolivia, and Argentina. Pre-Columbian South American music was a sacred art, embraced as a powerful source of communication with the divine world, where religious ceremonies paid homage to the pantheon of deities closely associated with the landscape and the environment. The agricultural calendar, an integral part of Andean daily rituals, was marked with different festive celebrations and musical traditions. Performing Tempestad or Storm, Bolivia's Sabia Andina, one of the first recorded ensembles to have international success with traditional Andean music starting in the 1960s, went on to record three gold albums, including an extensive European tour. In the 1970s, they became the most popular and influential music group in Bolivia. The instruments in Andean music include the haunting sounds of bamboo pipes, which have formed a part of the Andean landscape for over two millennia, with perhaps the most recognizable instruments used in Andean music called the zampoñas, made of cane, which grow along the banks of Lake Titicaca, bordering Peru and Bolivia. Originally, Andean music consisted only of flutes and percussion. Then came the charango guitar, typically made from the shell of an armadillo. The guitar and its variants were introduced as a result of the Colombian conquest by the Spanish. Over the centuries, many of those variations of the Spanish guitar have been developed. Among them are the charango, the cuatro, and the famed tres, which also found a home in Afro-Cuban music. Varied percussion instruments found in Andean music include the bombo drum, made from a hollow tree trunk with hide skin stretched across the top and the bottom. And though Andean music is a genre that emanated from Andean countries, it incorporates instruments unique to other countries, like the mandolin, lute, harp, and violin. Only time will tell if the ancient sound and instruments of Andean culture will continue to show signs of increased popular appeal or disappearance as a result of the fusion or globalization of varied indigenous music styles around the world. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.